Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you today to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We've been looking for the last several days at Psalm 62, which has some wonderful thoughts for those who may be in the midst of a battle, even as David found himself surrounded by enemies and was in dire need of encouragement from the Lord. We've been looking at the spiritual progression of that psalm, those 12 verses, where the first four verses he speaks to his enemies, then in verses 5 through 6 he speaks to himself, verse 7 through 11 he starts preaching and speaking to God's people, to his friends, and then finally in verse 12 he addresses the Lord. And there's some very interesting things to consider right here. Let me share verse 2 again. He says, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." This is really the text I want to share with you. And then listen to verse 6. "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." As he contemplates his foes, at the beginning, remember, he's speaking to his enemies, it seems that he doesn't feel very sure of himself, for he exclaims, "I shall not be greatly moved." Have you ever felt that way? You know, you know what the word says, but you feel like, "Lord, I'm not going to be greatly moved." Possibly he was just a little afraid he could be disturbed and overcome just a little, but before very long, shortly, all such gloomy forebodings vanish. He then makes a glorious statement as he considers the end of the wicked. He becomes radiantly optimistic and gloriously dogmatic, and he makes a declaration, "I shall not be moved." Those two verses are exactly alike, except for one word. But that one word makes all the difference in the world. Why the change? What brought it about? "I shall not be greatly moved," to "I shall not be moved." Was it because in the first instance he was addressing his enemies and consequently he needed to be a little cautious in his statements? And then the second time, well, he's addressing himself, so he's trying to fortify himself and bolster his courage. But as I read this psalm, I really felt the change that we see here in David as he's being very honest and very transparent. It was the result of giving his fears an airing. Beloved, there's nothing like it. And you know, I know there are those in the body of Christ that, you know, I've actually been in some circles where they said, "Well, you know, Job kind of deserved the things he got because out of his own mouth, he made such a negative declaration. He made a negative confession. The thing that I feared came upon me." And guess what? That's exactly what happened. Beloved, if that's how you view the book of Job, you have, I feel, a very limited understanding of why that book is in the Bible and why God allowed Job to be tested. That's another subject. That's another sermon. But beloved, I want to tell you, there is something very, not only therapeutic, there's something, I mean, is this not the word? Is this not what God has given to us as we read the Psalms? Are we going to, you know, cast out the Psalms because, well, you know, David made a really negative confession? As you read the Psalms, there is such an honesty. Sometimes there's great oppression. Sometimes there's great discouragement and even a place of despair, hopelessness. But by the time that Psalm ends, there's always a positive declaration that God is in control and that God is more than enough. What's the solution, beloved? Well, it's right there in the Psalm. Verse 8 says, trust in Him at all times, ye people, at all times, all times. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Beloved, in spite of what others may teach, I'm just going by what the word says. It would appear David, who was a man after God's own heart, knew fear. He knew trouble. He knew affliction, surrounded by foes, surrounded by inward fears. What was the result? Well, buck up, just be a man and start, you know, ordering your confession to write. What did he do? He didn't do that. He poured out his heart before the Lord. That's what he advises us to do. And beloved, unbelief and fear cannot stand the clear light of the day spring from on high. Fears flourish in the dark. Is that not true? Sometimes we just try to push our fears away, but what we need to do is bring them out into the light of God's presence. Tell the Lord all about them. Or also, sometimes He would have us share with a trusted, faith-filled Christian friend. And as we do that, there's a wonderful ministry that takes place. He causes them to vanish away. Sometimes we don't have someone like that, or there might be an area or a situation that we don't feel comfortable sharing. That's why God has raised up this ministry, beloved. Many feel that they can't do that, but the Word says, bear ye one another's burdens, and in doing so, we fulfill the law of Christ. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. That's something to think about, right? In Psalm 13, I want to read actually verses 3 and 4. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. You see, the enemy would like to see you moved. But beloved, the Lord makes all the difference. Hallelujah. After David says, I shall not be greatly moved. In other words, maybe I could be moved just a little. This is a very hard place I'm in, God. He begins to think of the Lord, and that becomes a sure ground of confidence. Beloved, as for David, just as in your life, the Lord makes all the difference. Do you have any fears today? What are the things the enemy's just bringing against you? The tumult that might be in your soul, even as you're listening to me right now, what a plague they are. Doesn't the word say, fear hath torment? Beloved, just don't try to push them away. Don't act as if they didn't exist. What's the answer? God gives us the answer in this psalm. David gave his fears to the Lord. Give them to Jesus. Then you'll be able to say, like David, boldly, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Now, once we've come to that place, our confidence is in the Lord, our hope and our trust is in Him. We shall not be moved. You know, I've set the Lord always before me. Because He's right at my right hand, I shall not be moved. But be moved by what? And this psalm, it's left indefinite, I believe, for a purpose. But as we look at life's realities, we can suggest, in our own personal troubles or difficulty, we can see four different areas, I believe, that are powerful, strong forces that seek to move us. The first one, I would say, is Satan himself. You know, the Word of God is very clear as to whom our adversary is. We have an adversary, and his name is the devil. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1, the Word says, "And again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, 'Go, number Israel and Judah.'" And there's no doubt as to the identity of the person referred to as he. If you read a parallel passage in 1 Chronicles, the 21st chapter, the Word says, "And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel." So we see David was instigated by Satan to do this thing. And the enemy's tactics, of course, succeeded only too well. He was greatly moved, and the results were terrible. Many of Israel fell. And David, of course, repented. He realized what he had done. And we know that there was a plague. He said it's better to fall in the hands of God than man. And a plague was broke out among the people. And God basically repented of that evil, and he stopped that destruction. But David certainly learned his lesson. Proverbs 16 and 18 said, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Beloved, our adversary is constantly seeking to move us to do wrong. You know, if he can't cause us to forsake our master, then he's perpetually plotting our overthrow. He works in areas of our natural person, the flesh nature. He wants us to be slow in following the Lord, or to forge ahead in presumption, doing that which the Lord has not commanded us to do. What is our safety? Well, Psalm 2:37 says, For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Beloved, as you trust in the Lord through his mercy, you also will not be moved. Praise God. Well, the time has just been flying by on these broadcasts, and there's just some wonderful truths. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord is just imprinting on your spirit. We're going to continue right on tomorrow, and I invite you to join me at this same time. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. Beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. As we agree together, God will do the work. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.